Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Have you been a good saver? According to a recent study featured in Barron's, they say even the most diligent savers are at risk of not having enough money in retirement. And it's because the increasing costs for housing, health care, long-term care, are major burdens for seniors across the wealth spectrum.
Well, good morning and welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson, John Maxson, Ben Christie here. And if you're retiring within the next 5 years, well, you don't want to miss a minute of today's show. And of course, as you're listening, if you have any questions for us, don't hesitate. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. 615-619-1615. Well, gents, it's another winter or spring morning. It feels like it's that time of year.
How do you know this time of year?
Well, you don't know, right? You know, one week
it's either 7 degrees or 70 degrees.
Absolutely. So, John, how are you doing? You were out last weekend?
I was in upstate New York. My dad had open heart surgery, doing much better. So what I did is I left Nashville when we had all the snow and went to where there was more snow.
And so, Pete did the opposite, right? You went on vacation down south in Florida, mm-hmm. where there was absolutely no snow. It was sunny skies.
He goes north, I go south.
Yeah. It was a great deal for me. Yeah. So it was good to get back. Dad's doing great. And it was good to get back with my family and to a little bit warmer weather. It was windy, cold, and more snow than I remember growing up with, but I am glad I don't live there anymore. So it's good to be back in Nashville.
Well, it's good to have you back in the South.
It's a good place to be from.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I remember about
come
Canada.
Back home back here. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get you. Well, it's got a good show for you today, folks. And Pete, you know, you referenced this article in Barron's, and what really strikes me most about that particular article is that when it comes to those things, nobody is exempt. Right. I mean, even your good savers are at risk of running out of money in retirement. And, you know, you look at things like the skyrocketing cost of housing and healthcare, and it seems like those are just the tip of the iceberg because there are other expenses that unfortunately are too commonly overlooked or underestimated. It's easy to overlook these expenses and they can have a major devastating impact on our retirement.
Well, so today what we're going to talk about is six underestimated expenses that could literally blindside you in retirement. And we're going to be talking about things like why you could be paying a lot more in taxes than you know, plus the ugly truth about the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care expenses. Plus, we're going to talk about the new claim that came out of Bloomberg that could potentially cost you $150,000 expense. That's a pretty big number. Mm-hmm. That you may not be accounting for. So a lot of really good material that we're going to talk about today.
Well, just let's start out on the six-point list with a topic that is a major concern for many, many Americans right now. And of course, that's taxes. I mean, and we had, you know, John, we missed you last weekend, but we pulled in Patrick Mann, CPA and tax specialist. And we really just looked at taxes because they are such a major concern for many people right now, particularly even in Middle Tennessee. And many people don't realize it, but taxes could be one of the, if not the biggest expense in retirement. And there's lots of reasons for this. I mean, think about this. You have your taxes on your IRA, your 401k, those other tax deferred accounts, right? Tax deferred, not tax free. You've got taxes on your Social Security benefits, something we talk a lot about because that's still news to far too many people. And of course, taxes on your investment income and more. Now, unless, again, you are new to the show, you've probably heard us talk about the defensive tax planning strategies. Now, these strategies, they're designed to both legally and ethically, because that's not Beacon style to do outside of that. So both legally and ethically, to keep more of your money in retirement and, of course, less going to the IRS. And that's not to say that we're against paying taxes. Everyone needs to pay taxes. That's how the government works. But what we are against is overpaying for taxes, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. And last year, Nationwide did a survey And they came out with a report that said a third of retirement investors are not considering the effect of taxes.
A third.
What your clients don't know about can actually come back to haunt them, they said. So taxes will play a massive part in retirement. And we just need to know that and have a strategy for it. So folks, today, the thing for you to consider is, what third or what part are you in? Are you in the one that haven't accounted for it? Because it's not too late. There are ways to plan and protect yourself in this area, and you need to do it.
Well, you know, and John, like I said, we missed you last week, but we really dove in and looked at a lot of different things when it comes to particularly this new administration coming in and what that means for taxes. And one of the things I'm looking at the chart here, and of course, this is not new to you guys, but the history of tax rates, right, from 1913 to 2021. And of course, it's easy for us to forget that, you know, back in the 50s, tax rates were 90%. That's, and then, you know, we drop a little bit in the 60s and the 70s, but that's still 70% tax rate. That's some major taxes coming out there. And of course, you know, we talked a little bit about this last week, but the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, you know, that's going to expire in a few years. That's set for December 31st, 2025. And of course, that's if no new tax reform comes about. And so let's say that tax reform doesn't happen by some means. We've still got taxes that are going to be going up after 2025. They're going to return to the rates they were in 2017. So, Pete, to your point, all this really drives us to the advantages of including what we call these defensive tax planning strategies in your investment game plan. And John, one of the key strategies that's included in that we look at a lot is ROS, you know, like a Roth IRA, Roth 401k, and then, of course, the Roth conversions that a lot of people are taking advantage of right now.
Yeah, I mean, a Roth conversion is not for everybody, but if you've never looked at one and what it could mean for you and your family, I mean, last year was a great year to consider that, and this year would be another good year to consider, at least with part of your money. The reasons that you would consider a Roth conversion include the passage, to your point, the Secure Act, and that's going to change how what's left over, if anything's left over with your IRA, how it goes to your beneficiaries. Ben, you talked about the increase in the national debt. We just added or about to add another $1.9 trillion and another stimulus plan. And so who knows where it's all going to end. But the bottom line is, when you look at taxes, we are living right now in one of the lowest tax rates in recent history. And you don't have to be somebody that's got a PhD in mathematics to understand, with the size of the national debt, taxes are going to be going up in the future.
Yeah. And so we say this a lot on a lot of shows. We say it again today. Most people just don't realize or want to admit that taxes are lower now than they've been in over 40 years. You can't get economists and tax experts to agree on anything, but many do agree on the one fact that between the trillions of dollars of taxes in economic stimulus and our skyrocketing national debt, taxes must go up. And these tax increases could be just around the corner. That's why today we want to get you off the dime. We want to make you a special offer. We want to cause you to be motivated to do something. Just for our listeners today, we want to be able to show you the strategies that could dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes in retirement with our retirement tax analysis. Ben, what's that all about?
Well, the retirement tax analysis, and listen, folks, the process here is very simple, and we do that intentionally to make it simple for you. So it starts out, step one, we basically gather some information from you, very basic information from you. And then step two, we go to work. We determine the tax saving strategies that are going to be best suited for you and your particular situation. Not everyone's different, and so we want to make sure that these are honed for you. And then the third step, we sit down and we share these strategies with you. So that's simple. And you get to see exactly how much money you could save by applying some of these defensive tax planning strategies. And it could literally be tens of thousands of dollars, if not more. Now, again, this is a customized analysis. It's free. There's no obligation, just a little bit of your time. But give us a call this morning to see if this is right for you.
Yep. If you've saved at least $250,000, call us to schedule your free analysis now. 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. You've got a short window of opportunity to take advantage of these incredible tax planning strategies. So don't wait. Call us this morning. Our number here is 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going to be likely one of your biggest expenses in retirement that most people are never going to see coming. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
If you get hit with an unexpected expense when you're still working, well, chances are you're going to recover quickly because you're still collecting a paycheck. But if you're caught off guard with an unexpected expense when you're retired, well, it could force you to go back to work or put a serious dent in some of your travel plans or lifestyle.
And that's just not fun. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Thank you so much for joining us this morning as we're talking about six commonly underestimated expenses that could blindside you in retirement. So 2020, kind of glad to have that in the rearview mirror because that year was certainly difficult. It was unusual. And it was not what anyone I know really kind of planned on dealing with. And of course, now we're already 3 months into, and that's kind of hard to believe, but 3 months into 2021. And, you know, whereas COVID-19 is certainly not behind us, but there doesn't seem to be the widespread panic that we were seeing around this time last year. But, of course, there is a new administration, and many people are still anxious. There's still some uncertainty out there about what all this means for them, their portfolio, and of course, John, their retirement.
Yeah, that's right. And they, in a lot of cases, these folks have unexpected medical bills. And this can be a major concern for many retirees. Prescription drugs are, they're just a major issue, especially for folks that have chronic illnesses. Older people usually have greater healthcare needs, and that's going to require frequent treatment for a number of different health-related issues, which is what we want to talk about as the number two expense that's kind of unexpected is a skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, they analyzed how much out-of-pocket spending would add up for healthcare costs in retirement. And here's what they found for 2020. So this was just last year. A 65-year-old man would need about $130,000 to have a 90% chance of having enough savings to cover medical care costs in retirement. That's a 65-year-old man, $130,000. A 65-year-old woman would need around $146,000, so almost $150,000. And a senior couple collectively together would need around $325,000 if they lived to their average life expectancy in terms of healthcare costs that would be unexpected as the skyrocketing costs continue to go up in healthcare and long-term care.
Yeah, last year there was a report that came out in October, and it said 69% of Americans aren't planning for this major retirement expense. And really, it's talking about long-term care. And guys, you know, if you want to clear out a room and everybody leave when you bring up a certain topic, bring up long-term care. Because people just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to admit it. They'll talk about death way before they'll talk about going to a nursing home or needing long-term care. And even those that will listen, when it comes right down to it, the vast majority, even then, when you tell them it could be $100,000, $300,000, $500,000, their reaction is still, I'm going to take my chances and I'm just going to self-insure or I'm going to bury my head in the sand. I'm going to do nothing. Folks, this is too important. It is a major, major issue that you have to have a plan for in some way. And so the costs are not going down, they're going up. The good news is there are some really innovative ways today. Even my wife and I, next birthday, guys out there buying me some dark chocolate. Yeah, because it's coming up in just a couple of weeks. My birthday, I'll be 62. So 62. A few years ago, my wife and I, we put a plan together for long-term care. Many of you have been listening to our show for a long time. We've told this story that both of my parents ended up in the nursing home and needed home health care or nursing home for a combination of 13 years. It can wipe out and did wipe out their whole estate. And so this is something that can happen. And it doesn't matter if your parents or whatever were healthy and it never happened to them, it doesn't mean it can't happen to you. So there are ways to take care of that. And again, the good news is there are a lot of innovative strategies, but you need to take a little bit of time and look into what those things are.
Mm, absolutely. And Pete, what is that stat? I think that was coming from NASDAQ. Almost a whopping 70% of seniors 65 mm-hmm. and older will wind up needing some type of care.
70%, and about 7% have done anything about it. Yeah, so the other 63%, your head's in the sand.
Yeah. So this morning, if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to get this free customized analysis right now at 615-619-1615. Well, and you know, we talk long-term care, and that really bleeds into our third underestimated expense when it comes to retirement. And that's the expense that comes with living longer, mm-hmm. particularly living longer than you expected. I mean, we've quoted the stats from several different sources about, you know, one of the number one fears for baby boomers is running out of money. Mm-hmm. And it is a major concern for most retirees. And of course, we talk about life expectancy. And that's really just in retirement, it's just the average age. And with about half of retirees living longer than their life expectancy, right? And a few going even to that past that 100-year mark there. You know, Investopedia says that planning for only enough income to live to your supposed life expectancy will be adequate, but for only about half of retirees, mm-hmm. which makes you think, what are the other retirees? What are they doing? And how do you know which 50% you're going to be in? And so, John, it begs the question, you know, are people preparing, particularly when we have friends like Utah George out there, you
Utah know, George.
104, a skier. I mean, what are they doing to put themselves in a position where they're not going to outlive their money?
It's the biggest concern out there outside of long-term care of people today because people are living longer. And I'll give you a little bit of a personal example. You know, we mentioned the first segment, I just got back from my dad's open heart surgery. My dad's almost 77 years old. My grandfather passed away when I was a young kid, about 7 years old, and he was 71. And the heart condition that he had back then would be very simple today. But here my dad is almost 77 years old, having open heart surgery and is recovering. And that's just an example of how people are healthier, medicine is advanced, and people are living a lot longer. And Pete, you know, we talk about this all the time. I mean, it's very common for people to live longer or as long in retirement as they did in their working years.
Yeah.
And so when the paychecks stop and you retire, do you have an income plan that's going to last? If you last as long in retirement as you did in all the years you were working and getting a paycheck, do you have a plan for that?
Yeah.
And, you know, Pete, very seldom do we sit down with folks who really have a solid plan on making sure that they've addressed this issue about not outliving their income.
And if I could say this, when I first started in this business, you measured retirement by years. Mm-hmm. Now you measure it by decades. Seriously, think about that one for a minute. So how will you protect yourself from the skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care? How will you afford living a longer life? The answer is your ability to generate income, folks. And that's why we want to make this special offer today again. For those that have tuned into the show, we want to make it worth your while. We want to give you takeaways, action items. We want to show you how you can build a bulletproof income plan in retirement with our retirement income analysis. And this customized analysis is not going to cost you a dime. A little bit of time, but very little. And the rest of it, we're going to take care of. In this free customized analysis, we want to show you an overlooked strategy that is the fastest and safest way to increase your income in retirement. And that is true. And the key to protecting your principal from the growing risk of the stock market, eventually there is going to be a drop and you want to be protected before, not after.
Plus, we're going to show you how you get even more income when you file for Social Security. And a whole lot more. That's just the tip of the iceberg there. Again, like Pete said, this customized analysis is free. There's no obligation, no strings attached. But here's the deal. You need to call. You need to call us and schedule time to come and get this. So this morning, if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call to get this free customized analysis right now at 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. So if you're the kind of person who needs to make your money work for you, but you can't afford to lose a dime, well, this retirement income analysis could be exactly what you're looking for to provide the financial security that you've been looking for.
That you've been looking for and you actually deserve and worked all those years. So give us a call or leave us a message right now, 615-619-1615. That number one more time, 615-619-1615. Or you can go online at beaconcm.com. Well, there's a cost most Americans fail to account for when they retire, and according to Bloomberg, it could be as much as $150,000. We're going to share that with you when we come back. Stick around.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
According to a recent study featured in Barron's, the increasing costs for housing, healthcare, and long-term care are major burdens for seniors across the wealth spectrum. Unfortunately, housing, healthcare, and long-term care are just the tip of the iceberg. That's not everything. Those are just big things. And there are other significant expenses we're going to continue on here that are commonly overlooked or underestimated, but we're not going to overlook them. We're not going to underestimate them. We are going to give you the facts, folks. So we don't want you to get robbed a huge chunk of your retirement savings. We want to give you answers. So we're talking about these six things that people essentially overlook that we need to cover, Ben.
Absolutely. Good morning. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson. And like Pete said, we are diving in and we're uncovering the six underestimated expenses that could blindside you in retirement. Just a reminder, the number this morning, if you have any questions about any of these six things as you're listing, pick up the phone, give us a call. That number is 615-619-1615. Of course, if you're driving the car this morning and you don't have a chance to call, jump online when you get a moment. That's beaconcm.com. Again, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. You can always listen to some of our radio shows or some past podcasts. There's some great educational resources for free. And of course, you can always schedule a visit with us, a complimentary visit. So, John, so far this morning, we've covered three underestimated expenses of retirement, right? We've looked at number one being the higher than expected tax rates. Mm-hmm. Number two, the continued skyrocketing cost of healthcare and long-term care. And then the last segment before we went to break, we talked about the higher expenses that are associated with living longer. John, what's number four on the list this morning?
Yeah, that's a big one. It's overlooking investment fees and expenses. Mm-hmm. You know, minimizing your investment fees and expenses on your accounts is really and truly one of the easiest ways to save money. According to U.S. News, this is from June of 2020, fees reduce your investment returns and make it more difficult to build a nest egg for retirement. Remember to compare fees when selecting investments for retirement. Even a 1% fee can cost you tens of thousands of dollars over 30 years. And, you know, that's really the truth of it, Pete, is that when we do a fee analysis, which is one of the analyses that we do here at Beacon, typically, what people think they're paying is a 1% management fee, which is pretty typical within the investment advisory industry, but it doesn't include the underlying fees in your mutual funds or depending on the different investments that you have. And I would say that probably of all the analysis that we do here, that's probably one of the most eye-opening analysis that we do for folks when we do a fee analysis. It's not hocus pocus kind of stuff. It's Morningstar reports that's like doing an x-ray. So could you answer, as you hear us talk about overlooked investment fees and expenses, could you walk into my office right now and tell me exactly what you're paying? And what I mean by that is not only your management fee, but your 12b1 fees, your soft dollar cost, any transaction costs, things that are in the prospectus that a lot of people don't talk to you about. And that doesn't include just outside accounts. It includes IRAs because there are layers of fees potentially within IRAs and 401ks. And so you really and truly want to understand these hidden fees, Pete.
Yeah, you need to know, folks, what you're paying. So think of it this way. When was the last time you hopped on an Amazon site and you looked up something and you said, oh, that looks good? And then what's the second thing you do? Once you find a color you like, you found a pair of shoes or, you know, kind of the look of something, after you find that, what's the second thing you look for? You look for the cost. What's the price? Where are they putting that on there? How much am I going to pay for these? $69.99 or whatever. You're not going to just place the order and say, I don't want to know what the cost. Just bill me whatever it is later and I'll get a surprise. You don't want to do that. But many of you are doing that with your own investments. So you need to know what the fees are. And they're not all spelled out that good in a lot of investments. There are hidden fees. So many people don't even realize they pay any fees, or they see in once a year $30 administration fee, and they're like, I think I'm only paying $30. Well, chances are you're not. You're going to be paying more. And the internal costs of mutual funds, that there could be 7 or 8 different costs that go into the final tally of what you're actually paying for this, and you need to know. So Investopedia says, know the hidden fees that you have inside your 401k, your IRA, whatever it is. And if you don't want to do the heavy lifting for that, guess what? I have good news for you. We'll do it for you. Just bring your statements in here, part of the analysis. We'll do a deep x-ray on those, and they'll come out the other side and tell you exactly what you're paying in every fund and combined and everything. And it's too important not to know.
Absolutely. In fact, let's just run a hypothetical scenario, right? We've got three friends. We've got Joe, Tyler, and David. And let's say each of these guys, they invest $100,000 in a mutual fund at the same age, all at 35. And then let's say there's an annual return of, say, 8%. But the accounts charge different fees. One charges 1%, one 2%, and one 3%. So let's say that they pull the money out at 65. David, who's paid 3%, the highest, well, he has $432,000. In assets. Tyler, who paid 2%, he's got roughly 574, looking at the same equation, right? The numbers don't really matter. We're looking at the equations here. And then Joe, who paid 1% in this hypothetical scenario, well, he's the winner and paid the less in fees. He's got $761,000 in this simple formula. So if you don't think fees matter, think again. They do. And to Pete's point, if you don't know, make sure you're checking with your advisor or give us a call. And that becomes one of the things that we do in the fee analysis.
And the $432,000, if you only put $100,000 in, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And unless you see how much you mess. At Tyler, and he's got, or Joe rather, and he's got $761,000. He's got $300,000 more than you. Then all of a sudden that 432 doesn't look so good.
For no more work, right? Only understanding what the fees are.
How do you know what's available until you compare and find out what fees and that could be out there? So again, knowing what those things are, folks, is so, so important.
Yeah. And the question you got to ask yourself, are you the type of person who takes action and tackles issues head on? Or are you more likely to freeze and not take action or to panic? Well, today we're talking about 6 underestimated expenses that literally could blindside you in retirement. And it's critical that you get in front of these expenses before you retire, and certainly if you're in retirement. And this is just one of the things that many people may overlook when they plan for retirement that is going to eat into your retirement savings if you don't have a plan for this. And that's why we want to offer you a free download, the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist.
Yeah, so this free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience, of working with thousands of people at this point. And if you plan on retiring in the next 5 years, give us a call. Call to get the free retirement planning checklist now. And the number to call is 615-821-2473. Again, folks, write that down. More importantly, call it 615-821-2473.
So this free retirement checklist, it is a free download, and it's significant. This thing has got some great information in it, and it could be one of the most valuable tools that you have available in 2021 to help you retire successfully, and more importantly, avoid any mistakes. And remember, you only want to retire once. So give a call this morning and ask to get your free download, the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. The number again, 615-821-2473. Again, that number, 615-821-2473. Or feel free to visit us online, beaconcm.com. And you can also download, again, this free Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist there. Well, coming up in our last segment, what the Wall Street Journal is calling the cruelest tax. That's right, the mean tax. We're going to dissect that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Have you been a good saver? According to a recent study featured in Barron's, even the most diligent savers are at risk of not having enough money in retirement. And it's due to the increasing costs of housing, healthcare, long-term care, etc., which are major burdens for retirees across the wealth spectrum. So even if you've been a good saver, you're not exempt.
No, sir. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Thank you for tuning in and joining us today as we're talking about six underestimated expenses, six easily overlooked expenses in retirement that could blindside you and have a serious negative impact on your retirement. Again, the number this morning, as you're listening to these six underestimated expenses, if you think that that's something you'd like to learn more of, or you're going, hi, you know, that's something I'm kind of worried about, give us a call. The number is 615-619-1615, or head over to beaconcm.com and you can book a free 15-minute phone call or even schedule a complimentary appointment. So, John, let's talk about what Wall Street Journal is calling the cruelest tax, or the mean tax, because this is point number five of our unestimated expenses.
Right. And it's really the silent killer, and it's inflation. It's something that a lot of people don't plan for. You know, there's been a lot in the media over the last couple of weeks. Treasury yields have been up, and it's around essentially the fear of inflation. And the Fed continues to try and calm the market and say that we're not going to have runaway inflation. But the bottom line is, it's like that old saying, the truth is somewhere in the middle. I mean, true inflation is higher than what the government tells us core inflation is to start with. But inflation really is referred to as retirement's silent killer. And there's all kinds of articles, including The Economist from April of 2020, that says in that article, COVID-19 could lead to the return of inflation eventually. And so there's definitely some things that are out there, Pete, in the economy and the market right now. But regardless of whether inflation continues to tick up, again, it's probably higher than what most people believe right now anyway.
Yeah. And the question is, how are you going to protect yourself? What are you going to do? Are you going to put it into a 10-year, your money into a 10-year treasury note yielding just 0.7%? Are you going to put it into a CD that might pay 1%? What is going to be your plan for this? And you need to have a plan. And think of it this way. If you live 7 years in retirement and then die, you're not going to see a huge inflation change in your investments and your expenses during a 7-year period. But if you live 27 years in retirement, which many of you are going to, I'll tell you what, when you think of three decades, well, back up some of the common expenses that you have today over 30 years ago or 27 years ago and see what the costs of certain things were. Cars, shoes, gas, utilities, internet. Did we have internet then? Hardly. But you know, folks, what to do. And so make sure that you have a plan. That is the key. There are ways to have a plan.
And if you don't have that plan in your retirement savings account, give us a call, because not having a plan for inflation is not having a true comprehensive retirement game plan. So number six on our list this morning, the final point here for the underestimated expenses that you can incur in retirement that literally can blindside you, is something I like to call the life's full of surprises expense, right? This is the emergencies and those unexpected life events that just come up. I mean, life is full of surprises. Very rarely do we have a plan and life goes just according to that plan. All too often, life kind of throws us some curveballs, like family emergencies, whether that's a child is seriously hurt, or maybe it's a parent. We certainly have particularly a lot of boomers that are coming in and have aging parents. So there's a lot of caregiving responsibilities that we're now walking into. If a family member becomes disabled, there's a lot of additional expenses there. And so this is more than just a rainy day check here. This is more of something that can literally be, can bring with it some financial catastrophe if you're not prepared for this. And of course, there's no way to prepare for every scenario, but ask you the question, is your financial advisor asking you, do you have a financial catastrophe plan? Do you have some things built in? And of course, Pete, another one, and you know, ask anybody back in March of 2020 if they weren't a little shocked about this, but there's the major stock market correction risk that's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have things like the disability, caring for other parents, that then cuts into your, maybe one in the family has had to give up an income because of that, so that cuts into that family emergencies. Stock market goes down. You look at the amount of money you had when you first retired, and now all of a sudden you've got 30% less than that if it stayed down, and you still need the same expenditures. So that's kind of an emergency. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden you had $1 million and now you have $700,000 and you based your retirement on $1 million, then what is your game plan for that? And then, John, even some of our clients that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s get divorces.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that that's uncommon, but there's a new sort of thing out there that's not really new anymore called the gray-haired divorce, mm-hmm. where people, we've seen people who've been married 40, sometimes 45 years that go through a divorce, and that can leave them less financially secure for both parties. And so the bottom line is these emergencies and these unexpected life events don't stop when you retire.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk to your children and you're trying to help them, they go through college and so on to get on their feet, it's you talk to them about having a budget, having an emergency fund, mm-hmm. and doing all those things. Folks, it never changes, even in retirement. You've got to have an emergency fund. You've got to have, you know, a plan for each of these contingencies that are going to happen. And you can never say never. Your health can be good today. You can be hit by a car tomorrow. It's not fun to think about, but these are realities. We almost have an example, if not many examples, of almost every severe catastrophic situation that can happen to a family that's happened here. So the key is prepare for it.
That's right. Successful retirements, they're not built solely on how much money you've saved or your total number of assets. They're built on your ability to plan and execute a plan and predominantly to generate income in retirement that you're going to need to survive. Yeah. And that's why today we want to make a special offer for our loyal listeners that are listening today on our show. We will show you the strategies that could turn your savings and investments into a genuine, solid income plan with what we call our retirement income analysis. And this customized analysis isn't going to cost you a dime other than a little bit of your time.
Yeah, and the key word is this is a customized analysis done specifically for your financial situation because everybody's is different. It's where you will learn the fastest and safest way to increase your income that most people overlook. The key to protecting your principal from the growing risk of Wall Street and a downturn in the stock market. How you could even get more income from Social Security. And Ben, there's a lot more.
A lot more there. And you know, this morning we've been talking about these six underestimated expenses in retirement. And of course, the retirement income analysis is not going to tackle every one of those, but it is a great place to start and to begin the conversation. So this morning, if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call and request your free retirement analysis. Again, give us a call, that number, 615-619-1615. If you're the kind of person who needs to make your money work for you, then the retirement income analysis is going to be a great place to start. And it's going to potentially provide that financial security that you've been looking for. So give us a call. Again, the number, 615-619-1615.
Well, our time is up for today, unfortunately. Thanks for joining us, though. We hope you had as much fun listening, really got some great information. Free to call us anytime, 615-619-1615. To see how we can help you or to reserve your seat at the next dinner event or some of the other events that we have here at the Beacon office or some of the webinars, we want to be able to help you, so give us a call, 615-619-1615.
You can also visit us online. That's beaconcm.com. Again, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, where you can get lots of great resources. You can find the download we talked about this morning, the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist on there, as well as learn more about developing a truly comprehensive retirement game plan. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and always remember that peace of mind in retirement
requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.